Ferguson, Missouri, drew so much national focus last year after Michael Brown's shooting death and the protests that followed. But then something else drew scrutiny in the cities and towns of St. Louis County: aggressive ticketing. That practice also caught the attention of the Missouri General Assembly, which clamped down on ticket-happy policing. But this new law is having some unintended consequences, and as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, some of St. Louis County's municipal leaders are fighting back.
When the Missouri legislature altered how towns and cities can collect traffic fine revenue, it was supposed to help people like Joaquin Holmes. The St. Louis resident says he's been hassled by municipal police departments around here, many of which garnered a bad reputation for writing lots and lots of tickets.
You can see that we don't have any oversight. We don't have any say, and it's really an oppressive system.
Missouri lawmakers sought to change that system by curbing the percentage of traffic fine revenue cities could incorporate into their budgets. For St. Louis County cities, the threshold dropped from 30% to 12.5%, and it dropped from 30 to 20% in the rest of the state. The Ferguson unrest magnified the issue, especially after aggressive ticketing was cited as a major source of tension between African-American drivers and law enforcement. The new law won't affect the city of Ferguson that much because traffic fines constitute a relatively low percentage of that town's budget. Instead, it will hurt cities like Cool Valley, a small town with a largely African-American population, and black elected leaders like Viola Murphy.
I'm the mayor of this city, and my job is to keep everybody safe. This is not a safe situation.
Murphy is concerned that with the new limits, her city won't be able to pay for new sidewalks along a busy street. As we drive through her town, she points out pedestrians with their backs to traffic carrying heavy shopping bags on the shoulder of South Florissant Road. Murphy says that's just too dangerous.
It's been cities like mine working desperately to improve our city to become a better place for our citizens. They deserve just as much as anybody else.
Cool Valley is one of a dozen predominantly black municipalities challenging the new law in court. Normandy Mayor Patrick Green says the new law places harsher traffic fine restrictions on St. Louis County cities than the state's other municipalities, and that's unfair.
It's convenient to attack the weakest in the herd, and the African American community is weakest by tax base. We have not seen one thing that has come up from any of these legislators that says, how are we going to make these communities sustainable?
Many fear that African American-led towns could dissolve. St. Louis University Law Professor Brendan Roediger supports aspects of the new law, but he's concerned it lets more affluent and largely white cities in St. Louis County off the hook.
I have said all along that there are municipalities in West County that are just as bad as municipalities in North County, that using percentage of revenue to measure courts is an absurd measurement. What it really tells you is that a municipality is poor.
Yet these type of arguments hold little sway for State Representative Tommy Pearson, who supported the restrictions. He represents a handful of North St. Louis County cities in the Missouri House and argues that his fellow African-American political figures are missing the bigger picture.
I don't represent the elected officials. I represent the citizens. And the citizens were put under heavy financial burden with fines of all kinds.
As the lawsuit over the traffic fine revenue caps wind through the courts, lawmakers are considering expanding the law to restrict other kinds of municipal violations. And that could spur another battle and more questions about the future of African-American-led towns around St. Louis. For NPR News, I'm Jason Rosenbaum in St. Louis.